Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for May 2024 for each life path number. Before we get into it, this, of course, is a general forecast. If you would like a personalized numerology reading or your own personal forecast, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. All right, let's take a look. Life path nine. So this month brings the cycle of the four for you all, as well as raccoon energy. So there's definitely a focus on stability and security this month. And so you may find that you have opportunities to feel a little bit more secure, that maybe that job that you were looking for comes through, or maybe you're buying and selling a house or moving from one location that feels where your sense of security is maybe challenged. You might find that you are able to step into a place that where you feel more secure. So you're definitely being asked to take a closer look at, you know, where it is that you could gain some greater stability and security in your life. And you may find things present to you this month that can offer a greater sense of security as well. Definitely, you know, anytime we move through a four cycle, it's foundational. So it has us look at our foundations, and there may be some things where there you have a sense of security, but it may be a false sense of security. So again, maybe you're in a relationship that might be a little toxic or might not be best for you, but you have this sort of like energy of, well, or this mindset of, this is all I know, this is where I feel comfortable, this is etc. But it's actually not secure, not really safe. And so you might have to sort of look at that. Any area in your life this month where there are cracks in the foundation, this energy will get in there and ask you to repair them, to really look at them and get serious about that. And you will have to put in the effort. You will have to commit to whatever this is in order to see it through to completion and to build and create that stability and that security. Oftentimes in four cycles, these things don't just fall in our lap. They can present, but there's always something we have to do with it, right? There's something we have to put in the time and the energy and the commitment towards. So there could be some things that come up for you that will require you to be very dedicated, right? And to, you know, sort of, I don't want to say sacrifice, but to, you know, commit to, and again, see it through to completion. So there could be those foundational things that come up. The other thing I would say is it can be quite literal where your house, your home, or your physical body where the soul lives, the home, right, can need some TLC, can need some adjustments. And so, you know, you might have a leaky roof that needs your attention. And I would say do not dismiss it. Go ahead and get it taken care of, because anything under a four energy that presents that needs attention, if we don't give it the attention, it will get worse, likely. Same thing with physical ailments. If things come up for you around your physical body, this is a great month to get those checked out, to, you know, get some kind of plan in motion, commit to getting healthier, feeling healthier, etc. And to get the attention, give it the attention that it needs. So definitely see a medical professional if needed. That's always possible in our four cycle, that things could kind of come to our attention that we didn't realize before. But this cycle is going to ask you to get serious about it and get it taken care of. The other thing I would say is this is definitely a cycle for getting a system and a plan in place. So if there's any area where you felt scattered or you felt like sort of, you know, you haven't been able to commit to it, right? You've been procrastinating or whatever. This is going to be a time where you're going to be asked to get a system, get a strategy, get a plan in place and commit to it. And again, see it through to completion. The four energy is all about commitment, loyalty, seeing things through to completion, because that's where the reward lies, is at the end, right? At the completion point. So, it's not about giving up too quickly when we're not seeing that instant gratification. There aren't a lot of instant gratifications with four energy. So just know that whatever you commit to under this cycle will likely require your time and dedication. And again, your commitment to, again, see it through to completion. This is definitely a time, though, to go ahead and dream big, right? Like, definitely, obviously, follow your heart and your intuition. The four is very much heart-led, very much intuitively led. And so definitely dream big, follow those big, you know, those big dreams that you have, but be practical about it. Keep your feet on the ground while your head's in the clouds, and you'll get there, right? You will get to the destination. But the four is all about building something solid and stable and secure. But you're the one building it, right? So definitely there could be some areas within your life where you have to commit, get serious about it, get a plan, get focused, and pay attention to the details. Don't be so quick to try to skip steps. The other thing is, with four energy, you might see a lot come in around patience. There might be some things that you're, you know, raring to go on, but you keep getting that red light. And the four is just saying, but there's more we need to see here. So before we move forward, we have to take care of where we're at right now. You could sort of be asked to pack your patience this month and sort of use it when needed. With raccoon energy, it's interesting because it's sort of like the opposite energy of four, because four is very, or can be very serious, very dedicated, very practical. Raccoon energy is very playful, it's very curious, there's a jovialness to it. It's sort of like fly by the seat of its pants type of energy. And there's enthusiasm and sort of this free spirited nature to the raccoon, whereas the four is much more, again, proper and refined and serious at times. So the raccoon coming through with this four cycle is just reminding you to tap into the lightness, to tap into the joy, to tap into the curiosity, especially as you're getting or implementing some kind of a plan. Make sure that you're not getting too serious or taking things too serious. Make sure you have that lightheartedness about you and can find find ways to, like, not only laugh at yourself, but also laugh at life, right? As you're moving through whatever it is that you have to move through. And as you're finding that stability and that security, anything that's too extreme, right? Too rigid, too prim and proper, and lacks that sort of joy of life and free spiritedness will leave us, unfulfilled in the long run. So raccoon coming through, I kind of love this with four energy, because four energy, I'm not going to lie, you know, when we move through a four cycle, it can be a little challenging, a little testing. A lot of times, a lot of tests come in to say, is this what you really want? Are you going to continue to persevere, etc.? So it can feel a little overwhelming and daunting at times. So I do love that raccoon's coming through to kind of bring the levity and kind of bring the lightness to the energy. So definitely find ways to tap into both, and you will be really happy with the outcome of this month, I think. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, nines. Bye for now.